Tammy, you on the air? Tammy in Berkeley,
Hi.
California. Hi, thanks. Hey, thank you.
I'm here. Thank you very much. I love everything you do. I love you guys' program, and I've learned so much from the online Bible study or school that
oh,
you guys
wonderful.
Have. When we had Bible trivia at church, I was nearly unstoppable. Thank you. To God be the glory.
Okay. Wonderful. Hey, how can we help you, Tammy? What's your question?
Yes, I'm always concerned about using the Lord's name in vain. I know that we are not supposed to, absolutely. It's very clear in the Ten Commandments about that. I think it's the third one.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, the third. And, but I was listening to the radio, not your show. Your show wasn't on yet, but it was another show. And they said that, like, if you say, oh, my God, or... gosh, or stuff like things like that. That's using the Lord's name in vain. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Or I've heard people say, oh, Jesus Christ. And I'm just like, I can imagine if you say the GD word, which I don't use, but.
You're wondering, is that taking the Lord's name in vain?
Yes, the GD word, I know that's definitely.
Well, let me address that before we run out of time. First of all, not taking the Lord's name in vain, it means when you say you're a Christian, you take God's name. And so if you're going to say you're a Christian and you don't live like a Christian, you're taking his name in vain. You see, to take a person's name in vain means that you say, I belong to this person, like used to be, not so much more as it used to be, but a woman would marry a man, she'd take his last name. But if she takes his last name and she runs around with another man, she's taking his name in vain. So that's one understanding, but it certainly does include that you should never take the name of the Lord in a, and they used to make vows and they'd make oaths and they'd make promises and they'd use the Lord's name. And you should never use the Lord's name in an oath or a vow or promise and then break it. But then also, it is certainly true that we should never take the name of the Almighty on our lips irreverently. And that's probably what this other pastor was talking about. And, you know, without seeing the program, I don't exactly know, but from what you said, I'm inclined to agree. I don't like when people say, gee whiz, because that's a derivative of saying Jesus' name. Or they say, gosh. I know it's a habit with so many people, and I used to have that habit when I first came to the Lord. But don't worry, the Holy Spirit can help you break that habit. But, you know, whenever we're using an expletive like that, Jesus said, let your yes be yes and your no be no. We don't need to say these things where we're, you know, not only directly taking God's name in vain, using his literal name, but even using derivatives of it. So I agree. I think that it's wrong. I hear kids, and, they're, you know, even in church, I hear kids say, gosh. And I kind of wince, and I say, now, what does that mean? They don't even think about it. They don't know what it means. But
right.
I say, you try to educate them and say that's a derivative of wanting to say God's name in vain or some other form of it.
Because, you know, people, we have it bad, saying, oh, my God, we have it really bad.
Oh, yeah, people say it on the news. You hear it on television. Every time I hear it, I kind of wince a little bit. Hey, you know, I tell you what, we're almost out of time, but I want to give you something, Tammy, that I think will help you. I wrote a little book. It's easy to read. It's a little book called The Name of God. It's called The Name of God. And if you've got a pen handy, Tammy, you waited a long time, I want to send you a free copy. Just write down this toll-free number, 800-835-6747. Ask for the book, The Name of God, 800-835-6747, and I'll send you a free copy.